Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. If you're anything like me, sometimes those pesky negative thoughts can feel like a swarm of angry bees buzzing around your brain. You know that feeling when you start second-guessing yourself, doubting your abilities, or getting caught in a spiral of what-ifs? Well, buckle up, because today we're tackling those negativity ninjas head-on and building some serious mental resilience. This is crucial stuff, folks, because life throws curveballs. We all face challenges, setbacks, and disappointments. It's how we handle those moments that truly defines us. Think of it like this. Negative thoughts are like weeds in your garden. They can take over if you let them. But with the right tools and mindset, you can cultivate a beautiful, resilient inner landscape that thrives even in tough times. So, what are these secret weapons? First off, become aware of those negativity ninjas. Notice when they pop up. Are there specific triggers? Situations? People? Once you know your enemy, you can start to disarm them. Don't let those negative thoughts run wild. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, those seemingly unshakable beliefs crumble when we shine a light on them. Next up, practice some serious self-compassion. We're all human, and that means making mistakes, facing failures, and experiencing moments of doubt. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Remember, setbacks are not defeats. They're opportunities to learn, grow, and come back stronger. Now, let's talk about reframing. This is like putting on mental rose-colored glasses, but in a good way. Instead of focusing on the negative aspects of a situation, try to find the silver lining. What can you learn from this experience? How can you use it to your advantage? Sometimes, shifting your perspective can make all the difference. Fuel your resilience with positive activities that energize and inspire you. This could be anything from spending time in nature, pursuing a hobby, connecting with loved ones, or simply taking some time for self-care. Nurturing your physical and mental well-being is essential for building a strong foundation of resilience. Finally, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be days when you feel more resilient than others. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing those strategies, celebrating your wins no matter how small, and learning from your challenges. Ever had one of those weeks where it feels like everything is going wrong? Maybe a project at work didn't go as planned, a personal goal seemed impossible to reach, and even your morning coffee tasted bitter. You know the feeling, that creeping sense of overwhelm, doubt, and just plain blah. Well, I had one of those weeks recently, a real mental marathon. But I learned something valuable during that time. While it's tempting to get swept up in negativity, remember that you have a choice. You can choose to focus on the challenges or choose to see them as opportunities for growth. It took some conscious effort, but I started reframing my thoughts. Instead of, "This project is a disaster," I told myself, "This is a chance to learn from my mistakes and come back stronger." It's not always easy, but practicing gratitude during tough times can be a game changer. Taking the time to acknowledge even the smallest positive things, like a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or a beautiful sunset, can shift your entire perspective. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind, so remember these key takeaways. Become aware of those negativity ninjas. Challenge their grip. Practice self-compassion. Reframe your thinking. Fuel your resilience with positive activities. And never underestimate the power of gratitude. This isn't just some theoretical stuff. It's about building a mental fortress that can withstand anything life throws at you. You are capable of incredible things, so don't let those pesky negativity ninjas hold you back. Now go out there and crush it. Share this episode with someone who needs a little mental warfare boost. Leave a review to help others find the show, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of resilient warriors together. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight, mentally and otherwise.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.